From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch, health, nutrition, fitness, and lifestyle. I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm Pete Stoughton. The genius of flexibility is more than just that. It's more than flexibility. It's about resetting the fascia that is tangled and bound in our bodies and using resistance stretching to achieve that. A class is coming to town, and our next guest, Patrick Gregston, will be teaching it. It's offered Thursday or Friday evening, then Saturday or Sunday, midday in the Prospector area. Patrick joins us by phone. Welcome to The Mountain Life, Patrick.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here on the air. Let's go ahead and get started with, last night I was trying to practice and watch some of the videos, the resistance training. My wife looked over at me in bed and said, "What are you doing?" And yeah. I obviously wasn't doing it correct. So what is resistance stretching?
So this is a technique and tool developed by Bob Cooley, who was struck by an automobile. And after 2 years of care, they turned him loose with some prescriptions and said, "You're good." And he knew he wasn't. And he dedicated himself to find a way to feel comfortable in his body. And what he discovered is if you shorten a muscle before you try and lengthen it, you can actually change the tissue more than any other method of movement. And so that's in kinesiology called eccentric movement. What you're doing all the time is concentrating your muscles by shortening them. If you shorten the muscle and then overcome that contraction, you create this eccentric movement, which actually makes the little fibers in the middle of your muscles get longer and consequently creates an enzyme that allows your fascia to start shifting.
Perfectly.
So that's the fundamental thing underneath it all.
Yeah, that's great. And you said fascia, and I've been wrapping my head around, what is fascia?
So the simple thing to say is fascia is like the soup stock of your body. We want to have our tissue be moving and springy, and that's why in your arm muscle you can hold more than you can lift, because the fascia in that case makes a spring that you can load. The other thing that fascia does is that it actually gets dense and hard in response to whatever shape you hold all the time. So if you sit at a desk, drive, or say lean on one leg more than the other, or limp, your fascia will adjust to that movement. It's not connected to your nervous system anyway, but it creates these patterns that hold us in certain postures. That's why people who sit a lot may suddenly find it difficult to fully extend their pelvis and then they stand up.
If you're just joining us, our guest is Patrick Gregston. He'll be coming to Park City from the Santa Barbara area beginning tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, then Saturday and Sunday. You have four classes. It's not a series, right? It's just four
classes. Each of these are a three-hour workshop, and we will spend the majority of time showing people how to self-stretch, you know, the basics of the technique, and then we'll spend a little bit of time showing people how you can assist one another or be assisted by another person. And then we'll do a demo with somebody who's a participant having a specific problem and show how the technique gets applied to specific problems. That'll happen in each of the classes. We've tried to offer a lot of opportunities because people are busy and they need choices.
Right, right. So it will be offered at 1910 Prospector Avenue, Thursday and Friday from 6:30 to 9:30. Is that right? Or 6 to 9?
We're 6 to 9 on Thursday and Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday and Sunday.
Right. And so just so people can really wrap their heads around this, I mean, both Pete and I also was on the floor. My dogs were watching me. I was trying to do the hamstring stretch. And, you know, both Pete and I do a lot of stretching. We're both athletic.
Speak for yourself on the stretching.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, and then just, but knowing that, you know, and I know about resistance stretching, but what is it, as you said, it helps, you can stretch deeper if you contract the
right, so you get
muscle.
You get a bigger change in the astral, what's called the sarcomere. That's the part of the middle of the cell that actually contracts. That will get longer, kind of like as you pull it, a gummy worm, and the gummy worm holds the length. And what's really fascinating about this lengthening is that that's not the most important part. The most important part about getting your muscle long is then it gets better at getting shorter. All of your muscles are in pairs, so most people think about flexibility as, can I touch my toes, which they think means, can I get my hamstrings long? Well, yes, you can do that. And what's really important about getting your hamstrings long is getting them short, because when you get them short is when you stand up, and that's a much more significant behavior. Being able to stand up straight and have a nice, let's say, plumb line from your shoulders to through your hips to your ankles is a function of having your hamstrings be shorter. So we don't talk about flexibility in terms of range of motion, but rather balance between your muscles' ability to both extend and contract, be strong and resist in whatever movement range you might have. So that balance is key. And then just as important is this ability to change your own fascia. Your body, is it fair to say that your body represents your life up to this point? Most people will go, yeah, it is. And so that thing that you've got that makes you kind of limp or that little catch, that isn't so much you getting older, which is what the stereotype tells you, as it is that tissue stuck in the past and needs to be released so you can be fully present.
Wow. So what you are teaching is based on, as you say, the work of Bob Cooley, and he has a book called The Genius of Flexibility. And it says 16 steps to complete freedom of movement. It's sort of like 16 areas of your body, muscle system.
So you've got 320 pairs of muscles in your body. He's organized those into 16 groups. We use the language of Chinese medicine to describe those groups. What Bob recognized when he was doing the stretching is that certain movements would make him feel certain internal organs, which he has sensitivity to because of the car accident. He'd literally been hit by a car while he was walking, so he had profound sensitivities in various ways. And somebody said to him, you know, when he mentioned it to someone, he'd go, like, why move this muscle? I feel this organ. And they said, oh, yeah, that's Chinese medicine. So he spent 4 years researching Chinese medicine and realized that was a really useful and powerful vocabulary to discuss people's well-being and ability to heal. So what typical we would call the IT band in this methodology is your gallbladder. And at first it's just a simpler name to have, but it also then starts to relate to how does energy move through the body, because what we're fundamentally doing when we change a fascia is we're opening up the pathways through which life energy moves.
And I think that's where I got a little lost. And so help me to...
That's fair enough.
Yeah, help me to understand where... So when I was watching that, you know, I'm a typical, I guess, call me a typical broski here in Park City. And
cool.
I was really engaged with the resistance stretching. And then watching the video, you know, people really went into, well, this just made me feel happier and more at peace.
So you will accept, I'm sure, the idea that how you think and process life has some impact on your body.
Certainly, yes.
So is the inverse possible, that how you move your body will have some impact on how you experience and process life?
I don't think I'd ever argue that. So definitely.
This is just a very studied way in which to try and access that. So so on any given morning, most people wake up and they got an ache or a pain, and they kind of put up with it. They warm it up. They ignore it. They take some coffee. They stimulate or depress themselves one way or another, and they get on with life.
You're talking about me.
What we say is you should wake up. You should not tolerate that thing. You should be listening to what your body has to tell you. Do the movements that will address that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I certainly look forward to maybe swinging by and popping by your class, and I would encourage others in the community to do so.
And how do we register? Can you just show up?
You can definitely just show up. There is a meetup page to register your interest. We're not going to do any transactions except for live with people. I tend to want to deal with the people in front of me. I show up for people who show up. If people want to get well, I'm happy to be there. And if we have the problem of too many people, we'll figure out how to schedule more time for them.
That's great. And again, it's a 3-hour course. It's $125, which, do I understand correctly that's a screaming deal for what, if you go to a class offered by Bob Cooley?
What I can guarantee every single person who attends is they will get a new experience of their body, and they will have an opportunity to pursue a tool and technique by which they become the author of their future body.
I think that's worth
the price.
Ooh, that's a great title. Author of my own body. Love that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you.
Well, Patrick, welcome to Park City, and best of luck, and thanks for joining us on The Mountain Life.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, Pete. I'm challenging you.
My wife's going to drop me off and say, shut up and go, so that I could be a little happier.
It also sounds like a good partner exercise. So maybe your wife needs to go with you.
Couples.
Yes.
Yeah, certainly.
Yes.
That would be a great opportunity.
Right, right. I'm ready for you to have a big emotional release when you start stretching.
So.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right.
Stay with us. Thanks for tuning in to The Mountain Life. If you missed part of the show or want to share it, all our shows are posted within the hour on kpcw.org under the Shows tab. We also podcast all of KPCW's Public Affair Hour shows. Wherever you find your podcasts, you can find them under KPCW and the individual show name. So look for KPCW The Mountain Life and take us with you on your next road trip or commute.